2 Chronicles chapter 6. Then Solomon said, Yahweh has said that he will dwell in the thick darkness, but I have built you a house of habitation and a place for you to live in forever. Well, when David wanted to build the temple, Nathan had told him that God doesn't want to live in a specific location and place. He lives in the hearts of humble people. And he actually said to David, no, I don't want you to build me a house. I will build you a house of people who will turn into an eternal kingdom. And yet Solomon sort of knows that. He says, oh, well, God lives in the thick darkness, but I've built you a house to live in. So he sort of knows the theory, but he just goes ahead anyway and does what he wants. And isn't that like human nature? Isn't that how we all are? The king turned his face and blessed all the assembly of Israel, and all the assembly of Israel stood up. He said, Blessed be Yahweh, God of Israel, who spoke with his mouth to David my father, and has with his hands fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought up Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house in, but I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name might be there. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know whether that is really what God said. What God said was, I never chose anywhere to live because I live in the hearts of people and I don't want you to build me a house because I have always moved around from tent to tent. As now Solomon quotes that, the first bit, yes, that God said, I've never chosen anywhere for a temple or for me to have the ark there permanently. But now he goes on and says, and God said that now he's chosen Jerusalem. Well, I would say that that is like we can all be. Take a bit of scripture, take a few Bible verses, and yep, that's true. But then twist it round to just justify what you yourself want to do. He goes on, it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh, but Yahweh said to David my father, whereas it was in your heart to build a house for my name, you did well that it was in your heart. Nevertheless, you shall not build the house, but your son who shall come forth out of your body, he shall build the house for my name. Well, no, that isn't quite what God said. What God said was, I don't want you to build me a house. Well, he changes that, and it is this twisting of the scriptures, which is why you've got all these Christian groups who all claim that, yeah, we follow the Bible, but in fact, most people are just believing what they like to be true and taking a few Bible verses and using that, half-quoting them out of context and adding a bit themselves to justify what they want to be true. So he says, Yahweh has performed his word that he spoke. Well, the word that Solomon says he spoke, there's no record he spoke it. For I have risen up in the place of David my father and sit on the throne of Israel and have built the house for the name of Yahweh. He stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze scaffold and had set it in the midst of the court, and on it he stood and kneeled down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. Well, he's praying publicly. And Jesus says, don't pray publicly, but go into your room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And this posing around, building a scaffold so that everybody could see him, and pretending he's very humble, kneeling down, something seems wrong to me. He said, Yahweh, God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven or on earth, you who keep covenant with your servants, who walk before you with all their heart, who has kept with your servant David, my father, that which you promised him. Now therefore, Yahweh, God of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you promised him, saying, there shall not fail you a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel. If only your children take heed to their way to walk in my law. Now therefore, Yahweh God of Israel, yet let your word be verified which you spoke to your servant David. But will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens can't contain you. How much less this house which I have built? Well, he says the truth that even heaven is not big enough for God, so let alone a little house on earth. But then he says earlier, I've built a house for for God to live in. And now he says, oh, well, of course, God's so great he can't live in a house. So I'd say that's false humility. And false humility is really a bad and awful thing. When people pretend to be humble when they're not really, and they just want to do what they want to do. And there's a lot of that goes on, and we can all easily do it. Yet have respect for the prayer of your servant, to listen to the prayer which your servant prays before you, that your eyes may be open toward this house day and night. To listen to the prayer which your servant shall pray toward this place. If a man sin against his neighbour, and he comes and swears before your altar in this house, then hear from heaven, and do and judge your servants. Bring retribution to the wicked, and justify the righteous. If your people Israel are struck down before the enemy because they sinned against you, and shall turn again and confess your name and pray before you in this house, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel. And if the sky is shut up and there's no rain because they sinned, if they pray towards this place, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and send rain on the land. If there's famine in the land, whoever prays toward this house, then hear in heaven, forgive. And concerning the foreigner who is not of your people Israel, who comes from a far country, when they shall come and pray toward this house, then hear them in heaven, your dwelling place, and do whatever the foreigner calls to you for, that they may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. Well, no, really. I mean, he's saying that if you sin, well, if you pray towards this temple, if you turn and face towards the temple, or if you pray in the temple, well, God will hear you. And if you sin, well, ask God in the temple and he'll forgive you. If there's a famine, pray in the temple, and you'll get forgiven. Or pray towards the temple. Well, no, because you can pray to God from wherever you are. Now, David, Solomon's father, had learnt that when he was on the run from Saul and from Absalom and he couldn't go to the sanctuary. He found the presence of God wherever he was. And he prayed to God and God heard him. You can repent of your sins and be forgiven anywhere, including in the time of Solomon. So he's using this temple as if, well, it's a sort of a good luck thing that, if you pray there, then God's going to hear you. This is mere religion, and it's why in some churches they talk about a house of prayer. And I've always thought that's a bit bizarre, that you build a building and say, this is a house of prayer, this is where you come to pray. You can pray to God wherever you are. You don't have to go inside a certain building, and then God will like listen to you a bit more because you were inside the building, or you turn towards the temple and prayed. There's no power in a building to make your prayer acceptable. God's going to respond to you because of your faith in your heart. So I think that this is the beginning of mere religion. Didn't really help them. So I think that the temple, although God didn't want it, they wanted to build it, so okay, he came and lived in it. But I think that the temple didn't really help them because they just got the impression that we're okay because we've got the temple. And it's why people to this day spend a huge amount of money and effort building and visiting cathedrals and great pompous houses of prayer, cathedrals, churches, etc. And they think that the more gold there is in the temple and the more beautiful it is, then somehow God's going to listen to you. And this is not the case. God wants us to humbly in our heart believe in him and trust in him and pray to him and repent in our hearts.